The Cooperative Coalition in Barbados is questioning government's decision to amend the Utilities Act, and it wants to know whether this amounts to what it calls a COVID-19-styled state of emergency in the renewable energy sector. This is the coalition's reaction to the Mia Motley administration's move to change the legislation to say that the minister may, on the recommendation of the Fair Trading Commission, or on his own initiative, exempt the supply of electricity from a renewable energy resource by a renewable energy producer from the application of all or any of the provisions of the Act. And this is where the ministry is satisfied that the exemption is required in the public interest. The Cooperative Coalition describes the Utilities Act as part of what it calls the bedrock of the law that governs the current electricity market, because it lays out very specific provisions for the consideration of consumer rights, for fair and transparent operations by the utility, as well as by other stakeholders, such as independent power producers, and even by the regulator, the FTC. And it says that it is under the existing provisions of the Utilities Act that interveners have been able to hold the Light and Power Company and the FTC to account to protect the overall public interest. But this amendment seeks to remove that protection for consumers, citizens, and interveners. It also notes that government has recently passed what it describes as a similarly controversial amendment to the Electric Light and Power Act, which effectively restricts the role of interveners in the sensitive issue of potential billion-dollar licenses to utility franchises. The Cooperative Coalition concludes that requirements for exemptions of any or all of these important utility laws by any single authority is a clear declaration of a state of emergency in Barbados's highly vaunted energy sector, and that in such a case the government is surely required to detail the threats that have been identified to justify the need for a state of emergency being declared at this time, and to explain how the rights of citizens and residents and interveners will be protected during the process. Coalition adds that it has for a long time pointed out that the current regulatory process is completely outdated and is obviously not fit for purpose. However, the solution needed is one which requires all key stakeholders, especially the broad consumer community, working together under a common umbrella to solve the many problems and to successfully implement the Barbados National Energy Policy. It asserts that a dictatorial, minister-imposed regime, even where dressed up as a state of emergency, creates an even worse situation than is the current mess, and that if the impetus for this proposed amendment is the present disjointed, unplanned rush by diverse parties to impose their own self-interest on the backs of local ratepayers, while resulting in inflated long-term rates as they reap guaranteed profits, then it is seriously flawed. Another person in the sector says that the government is now deregulating the renewable energy sector on the minister's say-so, and describes the move as completely non-transparent. This all comes against a background of a 2-year rate review process before the Fair Trading Commission that has reached the point where the Barbados Light and Power Company has announced that it is taking the Fair Trading Commission to court. This was after the regulator rejected its request for an 11.9% rate hike and an 8.79% return on its rate base. The government has set itself a target of 100% renewable energy by 2030, and it now appears that having become frustrated with the length of the process, government has moved to speed it up. We've reached out for the comments of government and other stakeholders on the move, but we are yet to get them. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, Wise Financial Thinking for Life.